Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm joined by broadcaster, presenter, technical analyst, Zach Mir. Morning, young Zach.
Good morning, Moose.
Right, give me a thought of the day. Heathrow or Gatwick for you?
I want runways everywhere. New airports, runways, everything. I mean, that's the future. You can't be hanging around.
Clearly, you're not green.
No, I'm green, but I think that's the wrong area to be green on. You'd be green on cars and green on other things, which are used more often. I think that airlines are actually quite green in relative terms. Cars are not.
Which way would it go today?
I don't know, it'll be the usual, we'll get the runway, but it'll be so long, we'll probably all be dead by the time it actually, right. There's a plane landing on it, so that's the problem. So 2021, 2025, that sort of thing.
In terms of the markets themselves, what are you thinking this morning?
There's no change, it's the same...
field position.
It's the same by the dips. If there are any dips, the market's either sideways or goes up. There's hardly any downward pressure at all. Just when you think that that's it, it's going to fall
break,
over.
Break, snaps back.
Snaps back again. So, and I don't think anything is going to happen on that front, bearish, until November the 8th.
Well, it's extraordinary. The team behind us, we talk about sort of things that are trending. We've got UK inflation here. Will rising inflation expectations force the Bank of England to raise rates or at least hold them back from cutting further? That's as clear to me as mud.
Mark Carney would rather resign than raise rates. So he's totally on the rate cutting cycle. It's just not going to happen. They would have inflation at 2 or 3% before they even thought of raising rates.
Okay, well, let's go through a number of slides. Let's kick the day off with most popular in business and finance. Is Twitter in trouble? Read the headlines. Social network could be about to cut 300 jobs. I see that ITV were talking about cutting 120 jobs in the morning press. As battle between the world's big social network intensifies, Twitter could be making widespread job cuts this week, according to news reports in the Daily Mail. And just to repeat, Sterling weak eyes on Carney. Sterling slipped on Tuesday, weighed down by expectations that the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney could flag the possibility of further monetary easing when he speaks later in the day. Let's move on to the economic calendar. Let's see if there's anything that's going to move these markets today. In terms of the US, we've got House Price Index, Consumer Confidence, and the Richmond Fed Manufacturing. Bank of England, Carney appears in the House of Lords Economic Committee. ECB, Mr. Draghi, speaks in Berlin. And finally, the Fed's Lockhart speaks on community development. Anything there to catch your eye, Zach?
I suppose the Carney talking will be of use, but... I think he's boxed himself into a corner in terms of his policy. The move in August is going to be a very difficult one to get out of either way. Otherwise, Draghi speaking in Berlin, let's see if that moves the euro. It's as dead as a dodo at the moment, yep. The euro, so maybe that'll move it.
OK, let's move on to sentiment. This is a summary of the open positions held by Oanda clients. Let's have a quick rundown of these, please.
Silver, I think that's almost the highest it's ever been, 86% bullish. Gold, 74% bullish, and that's the reason I'm concerned that it might actually break to the downside, not the upside, with the retail money there. Otherwise, interesting that the euro and the punters are longer the euro when it's near the recent lows. Looks like it's breaking down. And still very, very short of euro sterling. Although it has to be said, it's now well below the 90 pence level, so the agony has been reduced a bit.
Okay, so if we gave you a Tip TV trade, which one would you go for?
I think probably at the moment the interesting one, I would say the best certainty there, but the interesting one is dollar yen, which has been the best behaved of the lot.
Yeah.
So that looks like
going to break up
above 104 up to 107, the 200-day moving average, and I suppose. If you want a bit of excitement, you would be long of cable just on the basis that I can't see how Carney can look people in the eye and say there's going to be another rate cut because the inflation doesn't dictate that at all.
Understood. Okay, so let's move on to the trade of the day, an idea from the Tip TV finance team, K British pound against the New Zealand dollar. The idea, a break above an inverse head and shoulders neckline could yield a 200 pip move up to 173 on the hourly chart. So the idea, buy above 171, price objective 173 and a stop loss below at 170. That's a classic bullish chart formation, isn't it?
I like that. I think that's, I like the hourly chart there. I think if I was sitting at home, that's the sort of trade I'd be doing.
So you would go with that one. Okay. Let's move on to the Co report, courtesy of Investors Intelligence. This is my tip of the day. Well worth a look at their analysis. Nice start to the week with the S&P 500 rising off the bottom of its four-month range. Trading is grappling for support from 2150. I've never seen grappling as a word in technical analysis, but there you go. Just above that, the level is trendline resistance off the highs of the past several weeks, and breaking that could see a swift move towards the top of the range at just under 2200. Indicators all remain attractively positioned here. So they are currently on the bull. Note that MACD. I know that you shouldn't trade off a momentum indicator outright, but quite comfortable with that. And I know you were talking about, thought this was a market top not so long ago.
No, I mean, it went down from that gap at the beginning of September, so that was good. But there wasn't the momentum on the downside. There should have been that top that there was at the beginning of last month should have taken this market down to 2,000. So it took it down 50 points.
So has that sell signal been negated?
The only way it can be negated really is the market goes back and goes back above that gap. But it worked, but it worked very modestly. But that's a signal in its own right.
Right. But what is Zach Mir now saying?
Zach Mir would be looking for a break of that resistance line from last month at 2160, or a break below 2120. We're just in a range.
Okay. Nothing more.
Nothing more. The MACD has bullish divergence there, so the next move, according to that,
would suggest up, the break up and out. Okay, let's go through brokers. Broker recommendations for UK stocks, courtesy of brokerforecast.com. Burberry, Barclays, Just Eat, you pick these three, you old cynic. What are you thinking this morning?
Well, Burberry, we've got the Credit Suisse raising their target, their £13 from £11.50. Clearly, they've been caught out by the fact that the shares have been rather strong of late. I'm hoping that they'll allow themselves to be taken over by, I think they're called Coach from the US retailer there. So there is M&A speculation there. Hopefully that will happen because I think Burberry needs a new direction. Deutsche Bank, I always like to take note of their analysis of other banks.
Especially when they're reporting this week.
Yes, exactly. Given what a fine example of the banking sector they are. They're going for a hold on Barclays 184 target. We have seen a squeeze higher in the UK banks of late. I suspect, though, that once the figures are out, it'll be buy the rumour, sell the news on the banks. And then finally, an area I'm fascinated by, the home delivery area. Just Eat. It's defied the cynics for a long time.
And we've been cynics. I've been a cynic,
yeah,
for
but
sure.
You can't actually understand the business model, really, or how I can generate money. But has been squeezing higher. Macquarie trying to call the top there on the shares, but I suspect they'll be wrong.
Okay. So final thoughts, Zach. Market seems to be range bound. Okay, would you be tempted to go long for another leg up? Lots of people suggested we're looking for a market top at these levels.
I can't say the market top thing has been, just looking for that this year has been the worst thing you can do. You've had people, the hedge fund people trying to pick tops in mining stocks and everything else. I think that's just not the thing to do. The thing to do has been to buy dips in the market, whether you believe them or not. And I think that's still the case now.
Understood. Let's take a very quick break, and then we've got our bulletin board. We're going to cover Shell and Alba Resources. Waiting in the wings, I'm told that Malcolm Graham Wood has arrived. He's going to interview the CEO of Jersey Oil and Gas. Then we're going to finish off with Chris Justum, a very smart man, a relationship manager at Seven Investment Management. Then we've got the Couch's Horse of the Day. We'll be back at 1 o'clock. We've got our call in with London South East. We've got Connor Campbell, the Spreadex financial analyst. And then we've got a CEO interview with Legendary Investments. And then we've got the big money question with This Is Money. And finally, we've got the single stock and major market review with yours truly, Zach Mir. Straight back. Thank you.